WTAW News Time. It's 8:05. It's 65 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Tradition Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818, next to Raleigh Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan, next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Blinn College trustees will consider seeking nearly $8 million in goods and services for the new West Bryan campus during its monthly meeting next Tuesday.
Administrators are asking for permission to seek bids, among other things, for $3 million to pay professional fees and $1.5 million for furniture and fixtures. Meantime, there are more details about plans to spend $500,000 to design plans to remove silt from two ponds on the main Bryan campus at 29th and Villa Maria. According to background information given to trustees, the city of Bryan sent a letter that this will resolve storm water runoff problems for property owners along Briar Creek downstream from the campus. Cost estimates are also available for designing two other projects on Bryan's main campus, plans to modify the intersection of Villa Maria and Red River to let traffic leave the campus is estimated to cost $1 million, and the design cost for landscaping improvements is another $250,000. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
A phone scam that doesn't seem to be going away in Brazos County is someone impersonating a sheriff's officer and demanding money to avoid arrest. Sheriff Chris Kirk says the con artists have most recently identified themselves as Deputy Gibson, or Guess.
Everybody that I've talked to or we've talked to that have experienced it, have a certain panic attack type of response and start to believe it.
Law enforcement, the courts, and utility companies will not demand payment over the phone. Kirk says to not say anything, hang up, and call the sheriff's office. Authorities are asking for help in identifying a person of interest in the disappearance of a 14-year-old girl missing after her father's body was discovered shot and dumped in a ditch in a rural area of Walker County on Sunday. Sheriff Clint McRae says authorities believe Adriana Coronado of Katy is still alive, but don't have a motive for her disappearance or the slaying of her father, Cesar Vladimir Coronado. The sheriff has released video, which you can see online at WTAW.com, of a heavyset man leaving the father's truck in Conroe, where the truck was set on fire. A week ago, the College Station City Council had a split vote to rezone land over neighborhood opposition for a large apartment complex. Mayor Nancy Berry, who was the only one not to speak during the council meeting, talked about her vote for the rezoning this week on WTAW's The Infomaniacs.
There is a need for first-class apartments that, seniors or empty nesters or young families that can't afford a down payment on a house. And this area just looked like it was right for it. Decatur and Arrington were built for as major collectors to accommodate the traffic.
Berry said she voted last month against rezoning land near Graham and Longmire from commercial for another apartment complex because Longmire could not handle the additional traffic. WTAW News Time is 8:08. It's 65 degrees. You can text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This look at news brought to you by Tradition Oil and Lube. Another look at local news coming up at 8:30 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
For your car, your home, your business too, Acme Glass takes care of you. For over 60 years, we're the clear leader. Our quality and value keep shining through. For repair and replacement on all kinds of glass, you can trust Acme for quality that lasts. Where quality and value keep shining through.
Hi there, welcome to Toyota. We've got amazing deals on a bunch of awesome vehicles during our One for Everyone sales event.
One for Everyone?
That's right.
Good thing I brought everyone.
Really?
Yep. Kamiko's my BFF. Darren's her boyfriend. Jillian's my sister. She's dating Liam, who used to date Teresa, but they're still friends. Strange, huh? Thomas over there is my coworker. His cousin Izzy gets us into all the hottest places in Casey. Well, he just showed up one day, but he's cool.
Well, Kamiko and Darren could get 0% APR financing, killer lease deals for Jillian and Liam, tons of inventory for his friend, Teresa. Thomas gets super low monthly payments, awesome incentives for cousin Izzy, and Casey and the whole gang get Toyota Care.
Wow, impressive.
Thanks. You got room for one more in your posse?
Absolutely.
Toyota's One for Everyone sales event is on now, but this event ends April 4th. Hurry in today. During Toyota's One for Everyone sales event, qualified buyers get 0% APR financing for 60 months, plus a $500 subvention bonus or $1,500 customer cash on a new 2016 Toyota Camry. Toyota. Let's go places. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states and N4416.
There goes 810. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair. For more than 30 years, they also do polyurethane concrete raising. So get in touch with them at anchorfoundationrepair.net. Okay, here we go.
A few of us are starting the morning off with some patchy fog. Otherwise, there'll be plenty of clouds around today with scattered showers and thunderstorms developing, mostly during the afternoon hours. A few thunderstorms may be strong to severe with a high around 80. The risk of showers and thunderstorms continues into the overnight hours. We become breezy with an overnight low close to 51, and we'll start Saturday off with clouds and a few lingering showers. There'll be some breaks of sunshine as the day goes on. We're breezy with a high near 62. I'm Steve Lavoy for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It's 8:11. Time to talk about things going on in the City College Station. Colin Killian's here this morning. How are you?
Doing great, Scott. How are you?
Good, good. What folks may not know is before Colin was at the City College Station, he was at A&M in the athletic department. He's pretty much the SID who oversaw basketball. And you got to see kind of the worst of it and the best of it because you got to see both sides when A&M started becoming successful. So with them, what are your observations on this team this year?
Oh, fantastic. I mean, I've known Billy Kennedy since the early 90s when he was here as an assistant coach. And yeah. Kept up with him over the years, just a fantastic person, and I'm so happy for him, and I'm happy for a lot of the fans. That, you know, I go to the games now, and I see some of the same faces that were suffering with me 20, 25 years ago through a lot of losses, and it's great to see them rewarded.
Yeah, it is. It's kind of fun. So, and again, as we talked on the show this week, we lost to Kentucky and didn't feel badly because we knew – better things were still coming, and, you know, this is a really, really good basketball team.
Well, a great game like that. I mean, there's no shame in losing that ball game. I mean, it could have gone either way, and it was just two Goliaths going after it. And it was a fun game to watch.
Yeah, and he's got more young recruits coming in. So
absolutely.
Fingers crossed, you know, it can go well, that's for sure. You brought a guest with you this morning.
I did. We have Councilwoman Julie Schultz here.
Yeah, good morning, Julie. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good.
Good. Been a while since you've been in here. Well,
yes.
And I know that you never have anything that you want to talk about, but if I were to ask you, is there anything you'd like to talk about this morning? What's going on that's important to you right now?
Well, I mean, the things that have been in the news lately have been our rezonings that have been in South College Station regarding multifamily, and a lot of neighbors are, some are happy because the rezonings got denied and one area is not, but I personally have been consistent in voting for those projects. I believe that we need diversity in our housing in South College Station, and having a moratorium on multifamily is not a good idea. Plus, there's a lot of people that have talked to me about not having any choices in if you're moving to the area and you don't either have the money to buy a house or you're waiting to find the right thing, the rentals are very hard to come by. Mm-hmm. And if you live in an apartment, you're going to live in a student type apartment. There are some developments in our community, but most of them are in Bryan that have the higher end apartments that have garages and do not rent by the bedroom. And we think that, you know, personally, I think that we need to have more of that spread out through the community, and our land uses in that those areas of College Station are urban or high density in certain spaces. So, you know, we can't have everything a nice big green neighborhood with rolling hills and sidewalks. These multifamily projects and other development help pay for sidewalks and parks and police department and things like that. So just kind of been the issue.
Okay,
lately.
So and we'll come back to that in a minute, but I ask you that because and your point of view I understand. But if people look to the future growth of College Station, and that's what you guys and gals have to do, you have to look at places that's nothing but open land now and what will it become in the future. There's an area that is off William D. Fitch, between William D. Fitch and Arrington. For folks who don't know, that's south of College Station and the water tower, the second water tower out there at Tower Point. Now, there was a chunk of land there that did have a situation where you had some what are called estate-sized lots. Mm-hmm. Those estate-sized lots are about an acre or so. Well, you voted to do away with those, mm-hmm. to increase the density there. Well, there was an opportunity for this council to at least, for people who could pay whatever the market was going to charge, would have an opportunity to have those larger lots. Yet why did you, as one member of council, decide, no, I'm going to keep the density high there?
Well, and by density high, you're looking at basically neighborhoods similar to, you know, Castlegate,
sure,
things like that. The market asked for that. When I got on council, the majority of possible building spaces were all set as estate size lots. Well, the market wasn't asking for that.
Right.
And more people were wanting a smaller, you know, neighborhood type home that they could afford and not the estate size lots. We still have plenty of those if that's what someone wants to do.
You have plenty? I mean, plenty
there's quite a few undeveloped areas, but mm-hmm. most of the folks that want that type of you know, acreage mm-hmm. don't want to be in the city limits. They want to be out in the county, less regulation, and there's several of those developments mm-hmm. out there.
Okay.
And so the option is there. There's actually a few that are inside the city limits that still have space available. So you just don't see people wanting to be inside the city limits and wanting large acreage. And really and truly, right now in particular, the developers and home builders are saying, we don't have enough land to build on. Mm-hmm. We have people asking for homes. There's people that are telling me that their houses are being, you know, bid for. There's five or six offers. And that's telling everyone there's not enough on the ground for mm-hmm. people to buy. So we need more options in that regard. We're still growing, so obviously those types of things, including the multifamily, the folks wouldn't come in here if the market didn't dictate it. So it's not like we're saying, you know, we're letting people, well, they wouldn't come in. If it's overbuilt and no one's buying, then they're not going to build it.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I want to go back to the first one, because one passed and the other didn't. Now, you voted the same on both of them, but some members of council didn't. And I don't want you to necessarily speak for them, but basically what was the discussion that may have differentiated these two projects?
I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, to me, they were very similar. In fact, the one before that got voted down was more appropriate for that. It was touching less development, as existing development. It was on Graham Road, which has got a lot of industry on it. Mm-hmm. In fact, in my personal opinion, I think denying that rezoning has created a broken site on that land, which means that, and we have those throughout the city, when no development will occur, basically, and things will go on around it, and it'll be a problem. The people that own the property, they just got their land devalued incredibly with that vote. And they said, we don't have anything. We've been trying to sell it for years as what it is. And a lot of folks are going, well, we don't mind development. We just want it to be like small office. Mm-hmm. Well, if you drive around town, you see there are lots of small offices,
yes, sir,
lots of empty small business space all over town. So, again, the market is overbuilt with that. We don't need more of that.
We have one right across the street. I mean, we have one right across from the radio station. You can see it here. It's on the bypass. It seemed like that intuitively that would be a great place to be. So what would you propose as one member of council to do with these broken sites? Is that a possible aesthetic development that can happen there?
Well, what we're doing on one particular area that is kind of a what's considered a broken site is over there off of where the extension of Dartmouth would come through. The city comes in with interested developers and helps, you know, pay for the road and develop, you know, just get the people together that will be looking at putting more development in there. And we have to assist in it. Basically, it costs us money, which, you know, I don't mind doing, but when we create it ourselves, that's an issue. When someone was more than willing to make it something that wasn't broken, that we didn't have to help them with, and now I don't know what's going to happen, but that's what we're doing on other spots. We're actually having to come in and spend money.
Sure. Julie Schultz showing us this morning. The mayor and city councilman Aldridge will be leaving council. They'll be the county commissioner's race is next for them. I don't know when you term out or how much longer will you be serving on council?
I still have another year and a half.
Okay.
So myself and Carl Mooney and Blanche Brick are termed out in November in a year. And right now we're looking at, an open seat, obviously, and then someone I don't know who will be running for mayor.
Yeah. So, we will have some new faces there. So some thoughts on the dynamic of those two as they leave council and what we can anticipate.
Well, I mean, you know, Mr. Aldridge was only there one term. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I don't know that there was a lot of consistency there as far as what I could tell, somewhat development friendly, somewhat not. But I think that there's some folks that are looking at running in that open spot that look like good, viable, interested people. I will tell you that it's not that easy to get somebody to run for city council.
Sure. Well, so. and because we've seen it now recently when you can do a whole lot of things that go on and unnoticed, but when you start talking about people's neighborhoods, they come out.
Right.
And to paraphrase what Councilman Aldridge basically said was, I think basically he was saying to the citizenry of College Station, you ought to be paying attention to things that are going on beyond your backyard. I'm trying to be as nice about that as possible.
And truthfully, I mean, that's what we all should be saying. And I believe, for the most part, we try to do that as a council. And, of course, we see a picture that someone that's just sitting in their neighborhood does not see and does not understand. And it's sad for us to have to go through that explanation. And even still, you know, they're so – and, of course, it's your home, so you're going to be highly passionate mm-hmm. about protecting that. But we do – you know, this is sort of an interesting thing. We don't even get to have a say in what happens around our own homes. If that comes up, we have to remove ourselves. So we don't get a say at all, which is kind of a, you know, when I found that out, I'm like, well, that's not right. That's not fair. Mm-hmm. But we don't. If something comes up like what's come up in these other neighborhoods and around my neighborhood, I don't get to have a say at all.
Well, I found it interesting to, and I was sharing with people around here who had not remembered, based on this situation where there were so many neighborhoods who were concerned. Last time we had one this big was really on the Rock Prairie Extension where Scott and White Hospital is now. The council meeting had to be held in the A&M Consolidated Auditorium because so many people wanted to hear it. And at that time, Ron Gay, in essence, said, well, if you own property on the bypass and there's an empty lot, you can anticipate there'll be some sort of development. He said words a little different than that. But it generally ended up being a real definitive thing that probably cost him a seat on city council.
Right.
That was, 2008, something like that? So times
earlier than that.
Okay. Yeah. So times have changed in 10 years. Mm-hmm. I heard a council that pushed back a little bit, to be quite honest with you. Your thoughts?
Well, you know, that cost him his seat on council. Well, that whole situation cost the city over $3 million in a lawsuit. So, in my opinion, the other council members that voted the way they voted were the reason that we lost over $3 million. And I thought it was very bad decision. And I have made a point of always remembering that and bringing it up periodically and I don't know how close you watch the council, but I've said that when we are making decisions where we are basically putting a moratorium on some type of development, and I know that a similar development wants to come in there, I've said, if we say no here, we're going to get sued when we say yes mm-hmm. to this. Mm-hmm. So we need to be very careful of saying no and why. Because
yeah.
that's what that situation
is. It was a benchmark moment. There's no doubt.
And I will never forget it because
yeah.
that was a big deal.
Yeah.
And I actually, I was on council at the end of that process where we had to finish up the cleanup, and that's where we had to vote on, you know, ending that lawsuit, and saw the total cost
sure.
of it.
The ramifications.
It was very, very unpleasant to think what we could have done with that money.
Absolutely. Okay. Anything else?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You never come in here with an opinion. You never have anything to say. It's just,
you know, it's just the way it is.
I appreciate
it. You, what you see is what you get.
I appreciate the candor. I do. Thanks for coming in this
morning.
Absolutely. All right. What else you got for us?
I just want to remind everybody about the Easter celebration, College Station Police Department and the Bush Library. Tomorrow at the Bush Library, 9:30 to noon. A lot of games for the kids. Going to be fun. For more information, go to cstx.gov. And also next Wednesday, the city has begun to study the realignment of Barron Road and Capstone Drive where it, to intersect with Welborn Road. Mm-hmm. And you're invited to learn more about that and provide input on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. at Spring Creek Elementary School.
Okay, good. Thanks for the time this morning.
You bet.
That's our College Station segment. It's brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full-service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Bryan at 846-8500 or visit their website at vandykerankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you. Ready, set, go. Will your lawnmower get off the starting line that quick? If you're not sure, then it might be time to let the folks over at Sioux Falls Prater Equipment take a quick peek under the hood. Spring is around the corner and you want to be ready. Now is the time. Spring inspections on mowers start at $79. Inspections include tune-up kit, power wash, and more. Give those guys a call. Be ready to mow this season. Sioux Falls Prater, your local John Deere dealer. Affordable, dependable, and reliable. CPTractor.com.
Hi there, welcome to Toyota. We've got amazing deals on a bunch of awesome vehicles during our One for Everyone sales event.
One for Everyone?
That's right.
Good thing I brought everyone.
Really?
Yep. Kamiko's my BFF, Darren's her boyfriend, Jillian's my sister, she's dating Liam, who used to date Teresa, but they're still friends. Strange, huh? Thomas over there is my coworker. His cousin Izzy gets us into all the hottest places in Casey. Well, he just showed up one day, but he's cool.
Well, Kamiko and Darren could get 0% APR financing, killer lease deals for Jillian and Liam, tons of inventory for his friend, Teresa. Thomas gets super low monthly payments, awesome incentives for cousin Izzy, and Casey and the whole gang get Toyota Care.
Wow, impressive.
Thanks. You got room for one more in your posse?
Absolutely.
Toyota's One for Everyone sales event is on now, but this event ends April 4th. Hurry in today. During Toyota's One for Everyone sales event, qualified buyers get 0% APR financing for 60 months, plus a $500 subvention bonus or $1,500 customer cash on a new 2016 Toyota Camry. Toyota, let's go places. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states and N4416.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. There's a new way to help you from getting carried away at a casino. Massachusetts gambling regulators are ready to launch a first-in-the-nation system that allows gamblers to sit at a slot machine, track and limit betting using an on-screen display. Players using the casino reward card at a slot machine will be given an on-screen prompt to set a budget for the day, week, or month. Plain Ridge Park, a slot parlor and harness racing track, will start testing the Play My Way feature in May. Despite dire predictions from the FAA that the nation's air traffic is at peril from unmanned aerial vehicles, a new study claims that the chances of a drone damaging a passenger plane are fairly slim. Researchers from George Mason University say the problem isn't drones, it's birds. And they say aircraft collide with birds thousands of times per year, but only a small fraction of those collisions result in damages to the aircraft. Crude oil trading at $42.24 a barrel on Wall Street, futures are higher. That's Your Money Now.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference. Not $1 billion, but I do want to be able to save for the future. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out what I should be doing. Together, we came up with a personalized plan for my finances. And now, it seems like a life of rewarding work just might pay off for a lifetime.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Time to talk things Eastern. Of course, this is a big event that goes on at the Bush Library and Museum, and Dave's here this morning. How are you today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. This is a fun and chaotic kind of event that y'all have out there when it comes to Easter eggs out there in the grass.
Easter eggs in the grass. You are certainly correct. So this Saturday the 19th, we're hosting our College Station, annual College Station Easter egg event. And it starts at 9:30 a.m. till 12. And there's going to be a ton of things. I'm sure a lot of people have already gone. But if you haven't gone, there's going to be games, bounce houses, face painting, Easter egg roll, Easter egg hunt. There's going to be free refreshments. There's going to be a kite flying contest. We're also going to be giving away bikes, like and girls bikes.
Okay.
Yeah, for three and under, ages three and under, boys and girls, 4 through 5. And then also 6 and 7.
Now, you kind of have the field roped off, too, so that the little ones get a chance to kind of hunt at a different pace than the little bit older kids would.
Yeah, it's up to 7 years old and younger. So teenagers, you know, you just got to watch it. There'll be little kids around there. Yeah, yeah. So we got to keep it a little safe,
yeah,
for the children.
Well, it's over in a heartbeat anyway, but it is. It's kind of fun to do all that kind of thing. Now, also, let's mention that obviously since the last time we visited, the passing of Nancy Reagan, and if you happen to see the coverage that was on the news, but there's kind of a special way that people can be a part of that here.
Yeah, absolutely. In our rotunda, we have a little exhibit, a memorial exhibit for her, where we have a book where people can sign, and it's going to go till the end of the month about, mm-hmm. and then we're going to send it to the Reagan Library. Okay. It's a really nice memorial. We have a TV up there with pictures that kind of rotate out, and it's right in our rotunda, so it's free. Uh-huh. The rotunda area is free, so anybody can come in, and it costs them nothing, just parking.
Sure.
And parking's free, too, so they can just park and go sign the book, and our thoughts and prayers go out to their family.
Certainly.
And this is something that, you know, we're doing out of respect.
Somebody can locally express themselves.
Exactly.
Well, and also a reminder that we're wrapping up a really very interesting exhibit that you've had here on the National Parks.
Yes, the National Parks Photography Project exhibit. And we've had it for about 4 months now, and it's wrapping up on the 21st. Once again, it covers the 59 national parks. In black and white photography of American photographer Mark Burns. He was on here.
He was. We did. We enjoyed talking to him.
Yeah, yeah. And there's artwork from other artists and other photographers as well. And we've gotten some great feedback from it. It seems like it's a great exhibit. And we just hope that everybody can come out and see it before it wraps up.
Okay.
And
when's that wrap up?
The 21st.
Okay. So make your notes. That's what you need to do. And, of course, you can find out about everything that's going on at the museum. How do they do that?
They can do it online at bush41.org. Or they can call us at 691-4014.
All right, there you go. Thanks for the time.
Thank you.
All right. The Aggie Report brought to you by Sioux Fall Prater Equipment. Go to cptractor.com to find a location near you.
The Aggie Daily Show is brought to you by Flash Seats. Flash Seats is the official secondary marketplace for Texas A&M. Go to aggies.flashseats.com today. You can't lose with Flash Seats. It's changing the game.
Listen up, Aggie fans. You need to check out Flash Seats, the official secondary ticket marketplace for Texas A&M. It's a paperless ticketing system that lets you enter games with a credit card and buy, sell, and transfer guaranteed tickets to Texas A&M games. It's easy, safe, and secure. You can't lose with Flash Seats. It's changing the game. Go to aggies.flashseats.com today.
Texas A&M basketball returns to the NCAAs tonight in Oklahoma City when they take on Wisconsin Green Bay. That game will tip at 6:20. The broadcast on this radio station will start at 6 o'clock tonight. Last time the Aggies are in the NCAAs dates back to the 2011 season, the Southwest region. In the second round, it was Florida State beating the Aggies 57-50. That was at the United Center in Chicago. All time, Texas A&M 9-13. In the NCAAs. Prior to that, you go back to the 2010 season with a victory over Utah State and then losing to Purdue. All right, we'll have the broadcast tonight beginning at 6 o'clock, 6:20, tip time against Wisconsin Green Bay. I'm Dave South. That's your Aggie Report.
Kim Gamanda with a new way for you to make money being a citizen journalist. Back in 2006, CNN launched what they called iReport. It didn't edit or fact-check content before it was posted. And most of the time, people were using flip cameras. Today, anyone with a smartphone has exactly what they need to take news-quality videos and photos. The other day, my phone went off with an alert. Presidential candidates were in my hometown, Phoenix, and the app Fresco that I installed on my phone was looking for everyday folks to go and take videos and photos of the candidates. That's how the app works. Based on your location, it tells you where and when to go to take photos and videos, which are then immediately screened by Fresco. After that, the content is placed into the hands of some news organizations around the world. You get credit and paid. $50 for a video, $20 for a photo. The Fresco app is free in the Apple App Store. Get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O. All right, let me ask you a question. What's on your list of fun things to do this weekend? I'm guessing that it doesn't include backing up your computer files. Well, backup is never on my to-do list because I have Carbonite. Carbonite backs up your files to the cloud whenever you're connected to the internet, and they do it automatically and securely, so you don't even need to think about it. And since your backed up files will be safely in the cloud, this is so cool. You can access them on any computer or on your smartphone or tablet with a free Carbonite app. You know, I've been a Carbonite customer for many years, and I wouldn't recommend it to you unless I knew it was the best. I trust Carbonite with all my irreplaceable files, and so can you. Just be sure to use my name, Kim, because you're going to save 30% off Carbonite Cloud Backup, plus get 2 free bonus months when you buy a subscription. So hurry up and go to Carbonite.com before it's too late, and be sure to use offer code Kim. That's Carbonite.com, offer code Kim.
The Kim Commando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com for the Kubota dealer nearest you. WTAW News Time is 8:36. It's 66 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More can put it there. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. It's been a week since the Brazos County Sheriff's Office reported another round of a phone scam threatening callers with arrests if they don't give them money. Sheriff Chris Kirk says their office continues to receive complaints.
The Sheriff's Office, even the jury services coordinator, nobody would call them under those circumstances, having missed a jury service intentionally or accidentally. Nobody would call you and ask you to come pay a fine for having done so.
And Kirk says to not say anything, hang up, and then contact law enforcement to report a harassing phone call.
Unfortunately, the numbers we've been able to trace have been outside of our jurisdictions, and in the situation where we've not been able to identify any individual involved and try to bring some charges or anything like that. It's just a very difficult investigation to bring to a conclusion.
Most recently, the callers have identified themselves as Deputy Gibson or Guess. At next week's meeting of the Blinn College Board of Trustees, consideration will be given to spending nearly $8 million on goods and services at the new West Bryan campus.
Administrators want to seek bids and proposals for more than $3 million in professional fees, $1.5 million in furniture and fixtures, another million for audiovisual, unspecified technology items and security equipment, and $500,000 that would go to the City of Bryan to extend utility lines. Trustees will take action on nearly $2 million to design three construction projects on Blinn's Bryan campus at 29th and Villa Maria. There's $500,000 to draw up how to remove silt from two campus ponds. City of Bryan says that will reduce the amount of stormwater runoff going into Briar Creek that's causing problems for property owners downstream from the campus. Another million is the cost to design the reconfiguration of the intersection of Villa Maria and Red River to allow traffic to leave the campus. And $250,000 is the cost to design proposed landscaping around the recently remodeled administration building, the campus quads, and the south perimeter. That contract's for $250,000. Blinn trustees meetings Tuesday night at 6:30 in Brenham. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The College Station City Council reached different conclusions on two requests to rezone land from commercial to large apartment complexes. Mayor Nancy Berry on WTAW's The Infomaniacs said the proposal near Longmire and Graham could not handle the additional traffic, while Decatur and Arrington were built to accommodate more vehicles.
Not in my neighborhood, not in my backyard. It's going to, you know, affect my property values. My kids play in the streets. All of that, you know, resonates, but you know, we have the greater good to look out for.
Berry said she voted for the rezoning north of Tower Point over strong opposition from neighboring homeowners for the greater good of the city.
You're elected by the entire city, and you have to look at the entire city. We have a need for this type of development. This area was ripe for it. Staff recommended, our city planners, our traffic engineer, all recommended it.
Berry also said the city's comprehensive plan designates the land at Decatur and Arrington as urban, which includes apartments. At this time yesterday, hail the size of golf balls rocked the Dallas-Fort Worth area. The Fort Worth Zoo lost 8 exotic birds, including 5 flamingos, a pelican, a swan cygnet, and an ibis.
It's extremely hard for our staff. It's hard for them to lose an animal under any condition.
The zoo's Alexis Wilson says they opened 2 hours late following the cleanup from storm damage. Flooding continues in southeast Texas. Texas Task Force 1 crews have been dispatched along the Sabine River.
We're having to have our personnel walk out ahead of them because you can't see where the streets are so that the military doesn't drive off the road into a ditch or some other hazard. So we're just walking ahead of them, making our way through the streets, and then assisting the citizens up into the back of these high-profile vehicles and then hauling them out.
John Sutton with Dallas Rescue says the flooding is a result of water being released upstream from the dam at Toledo Bend Reservoir. Interstate 10 at the Texas-Louisiana state line is expected to be closed until at least Monday afternoon due to the flooding. Governor Abbott's disaster declaration has grown to 25 counties, including Madison and Walker. A judge has dismissed a civil lawsuit related to the defense of criminal charges against Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton. A wealthy supporter of Paxton claimed taxpayers are paying too much to prosecute the AG on securities fraud charges. Dallas real estate developer Jeff Blackard, who is not a major donor but is someone who is politically active, lost his attempt to cap fees for 2 special prosecutors. The judge's ruling comes after state ethics regulators last month ruled that out-of-state donors could not pay for Paxton's legal team. No trial date has been set, and Paxton has pleaded not guilty to felony charges of defrauding wealthy investors in a tech startup before becoming AG last year. WTAW News Time is 8:41. It's 66 degrees. You can text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This look at news brought to you by Awards and More. More news coming up today at noon with Chelsea Reber or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Happy New Year from Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, bringing you your 2015 housing market update. Average sales price, $215,000, up 6%. Average days on the market, 65 days from 125. Currently, we have 75 days of inventory available. Call us, Agtown Realtors, for a free market evaluation, 979-846-8400. Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, the trusted source of innovative real estate solutions, creating exceptional experiences for all we serve.
It's 8:42. Wait, and you know, the one I needed to play, I didn't play. So let me take care of that first. Okay.
Awards and More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards and More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards and More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards and More will put it there. Awards and More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Hey, there you go. It's 8:43. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Action Sports, home of the new Can-Am Spyder and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXV. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com.
There could be a few areas of patchy fog this morning. Otherwise, there'll be plenty of clouds around for your Friday with scattered showers and thunderstorms developing. Most of the showers and thunderstorms will be during the afternoon hours when a few may be heavy. We'll have a high around 80. Showers and thunderstorms continue into the overnight hours and we become breezy with an overnight low close to 50 degrees. And Saturday starts off with some clouds and lingering showers, but we'll see some sunshine as the day goes on. It's breezy with a high between 60 and 65. I'm Steve Lavoie for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Okay, let's say you're looking for a job, okay? Let's say you're looking for a job. 50% of job recruiters say cover letters are unnecessary.
Huh. I would believe that.
Guess what? 50% say they are necessary.
Do you feel lucky?
Roll the dice.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, since you don't know who you're dealing with, you'd better have a cover letter.
Yeah. Okay. I don't think that hurts your chances.
Right.
Well, maybe that's how you barometer where you want to work.
if they don't want me because I don't have a cover letter.
Oh.
Maybe I'd rather work in a place like that.
All right, here's what you need. The letter should contain three parts, according to career advice expert Amanda Augustine. One should be, part one should be, how you heard about the job, and if you can name drop, this is the place to do it.
Oh.
You are 10 times more likely to get the job if someone they know referred you. Again, 10 times more.
Wow.
This doesn't include major institutions. This is just general workplace. Okay. Number two, because they got to advertise, you know, on those major institutions sometimes. Mm. Number two, part two, should be how you are a good fit for this job. Don't regurgitate your resume. Just discuss how you meet the requirements that are stated in the job description. And part three is the close. Discuss how you want to bring your skills to the company, followed by a call to action, something like, I will follow up with you in a week. Obviously, include your contact information. Keep it all on one page, for sure.
Yeah.
You should be good to go. Okay, so there you are if you happen to be looking for that. 8:46. Now it's like free fall for the next 14 minutes. Almost, well, we got Tom coming in for Bravo Brazos Valley, but from that, it's almost anything else.
Anything goes.
Anything else. I mean, if you have something. Oh, here we go. If you want to feel better.
I do.
Listen to the radio, because the radio makes you better. Now, it's not us. Okay. It's
yes, it is absolutely us. Okay. We are that's absolutely it. A part of that.
All right. When you want music, okay. Because if you're like most people, hearing a song you like triggers some body movement and maybe even some singing.
Well, like when you're on the elliptical?
Yeah, exactly. That can activate a powerful response inside your body. Study at the University of Maryland found listeners actually got healthier when a good song came on. Their blood vessels dilated, which instantly improved their blood flow, oxygen, and nutrients. Their favorite songs even upped their levels of immunity. It improved their memory and decreased levels of pain, nausea, stress, and depression. Took your mind off of it, in other words. Took your mind off of it. So, I mean, you know, if you want to listen to that song by Kenny Chesney, I guess you can do that.
You notice your default is always country.
Well, of course it's country. Of course it is. I mean, all right. Okay, what do you want me to say? Crispy and St. Peter? I mean, you're going.
That would no, I would. That would be, Crispin St. Peter would be fine.
Okay, all right, okay. No, I tell you, well, no, actually, Al City. I like Al City.
Oh, okay.
Al City is,
yeah, they're good.
Yeah, I do. I like Al City. And One Republic hasn't done a bad song as far as I'm
no,
concerned.
No, they're good, but, too.
See,
no,
so right. There. I know people other than country. You? Somebody else?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And they did. Now, as we gain the political season, okay, as we continue to ramp up to that, maybe as a public service, we should print the words to the Who's "We Won't Get Fooled."
That's probably a really good idea.
And then when you see that and you realize that was written 50 years ago and it's still true, as true today,
yes,
as it was when they wrote it. And I know they're long-haired and they screamed and they tore up guitars and used drugs and all that kind of stuff, but that song is terrifying in its truth.
Pete Townsend had short hair.
Well, that's right, yeah. Just terrifying.
So did Entwistle, for that matter.
In its truth. Hello?
I thought Area Man was coming on.
Enjoy time outside of the kitchen this weekend. Try the Saturday and Sunday brunch at Christopher's World Grill. Mouth-watering beef tenderloin, huevos enchiladas, or Christopher's famous fried chicken and waffles, along with the signature Bloody Marys and mimosas. Brunch at Christopher's World Grill, Saturday and Sundays from 11 to 2 p.m. Remember, Christopher's World Grill for bridal showers and bridal lunches. Reservations recommended but not required. 776-2181, voted best business lunch in the Brazos Valley.
It's that time I move over and make room for Fran Lamb. It's Heritage Highlights time. Here's Fran Lamb.
The Texas A&M Singing Cadets began in 1893 at Texas A&M College as the all-male glee club. In 1905, Professor T.P. Junkin, associate professor of mathematics, took over as director. In 1937, after several different directors and years in limbo, 18 students came together to cement the Glee Club into A&M history. The group wrote a constitution and established the student organization that exists to this day. In 1940, the Glee Club was renamed the Singing Cadets as a result of a college-wide naming contest conducted by student leaders. Through the efforts of other directors like J.J. Wolcott, Richard Jenkins, Pop Turner, and Coach Boone, the Singing Cadets became one of the elite and most popular collegiate choral groups in the country. The Singing Cadets attracted national attention when they performed in a radio broadcast at the 1940 Sugar Bowl football game. Brought together by their common love for and devotion to their school, the Singing Cadets are an all-volunteer group of male Aggies. The group averages 70 performances each year. Performing for presidents and heads of state is a common theme in the history of the cadets, including Presidents Eisenhower, Nixon, and at a special performance at the dedication of the George Bush Library on campus. They were also surprise guests at President George H.W. Bush's 85th birthday party. Since the beginning, the Singing Cadets have grown to receive national acclaim, performing each year for more people than any other collegiate choral group in the United States. They travel each year across Texas, throughout the United States, and abroad, spreading the Aggie spirit through the gift of music. The Singing Cadets performed for the state legislature on Texas Independence Day in 1953. Ironically, the day after the performance, the Senate introduced a bill to make Texas A&M University co-educational. I'm Fran Lamb, and this has been another episode of Heritage Highlights. For information about Heritage Highlights or to listen to previous episodes, visit our website at heritagehighlights.org.
Thank you, Fran. That's always great. Enjoy it. I'm Tom Turbeville, and that's Bravo Brazos Valley. It's springtime at Normandy Tractor. That means terrific spring savings on all Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. But now from Normandy Tractor, get lower prices, larger cash rebates, zero down, zero APR financing on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501 F25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor with 5-foot Land Pride shredder and 5-foot box blade with teeth for $13,495 minus a $1,300 rebate. Only $12,195 or only $156 per month. Let the Normandy Tractor team help you build your own package deal. Get special pricing on any equipment bought with your new tractor, and don't forget, Normandy Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor ask, why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? Normandy Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normandy Tractor in Normandy, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, or online at normandytractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Happy New Year from Caldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, bringing you your 2015 housing market update. Average sales price, $215,000, up 6%. Average days on the market, 65 days from 125. Currently, we have 75 days of inventory available. Call us, Agtown Realtors, for a free market evaluation, 979-846-8400. Caldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, the trusted source of innovative real estate solutions, creating exceptional experiences for all we serve.
About 5:10, about 6 till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. So what's going on?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you said.
Oh, I said, so what's going on?
What's going on? It's kind of dank.
Oh, is it?
Cool,
it's kind of dank here, too. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but I bet it's not as cold there as it is up here.
Yeah, it's not. The front hasn't happened here yet. We're fine. It's a Clip Howard reporting from OKC, huh?
Good thing basketball's an indoor sport.
It is. Now, what hotel are you in?
Renaissance.
Oh, okay. How is that? Oh,
it's okay. It's about two blocks from the arena. So.
Mini bar?
You know, that's a great question. I try not to go
oh, no, for sure.
Close to the mini bar because if you breathe on them, sometimes they charge you.
The new ones in Las Vegas, if you look at them, they do.
No mini bar. So
okay.
I don't know how in the world they thought they could host media types and not have a mini bar, but they did.
So now, did you go for, was there a news conference yesterday or something?
Oh, my gosh, all day long.
Yeah.
You know, every team talked to the media yesterday, so it went from early to late.
So what kind of snacks did they have in the media
The snacks
room?
Themselves were just like Cheez-Its and Gardettos and, you know, stuff
like
that.
Wait, Gardettos?
Oh, I like Gardettos.
Was it just, too. I like Gardettos.
Was it just
That's
a little
great.
Rye? Did they have the rye toast only, or did you have to go through that other crap?
Only. No, I really wanted that. Yeah. You know, you had to pick out the toast.
Were the little cheese, were they individually wrapped, or were they into cubes or the flat kind?
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Actually, you know, there was no individual cheese yesterday, believe it or not.
What?
I think they were
you had to bring your own
game day.
You had to bring your own cheese?
They're saving up for game day. I expect it to be piled to the ceiling this morning when I get over there.
Now, how are the beverages served? Are they mini cans, or how do they do that?
Let's see. We've got, coffee, tea, water, and cans. Yes, you can have your own cans with official NCAA cups and ice.
Now, how far away from the actual playing surface are you going to be?
You know, close. I mean,
really?
all of the press tables are right on the court. The NCAA is still doing that. I don't know how long it's going to be, but it won't be long till they figure out those are really expensive seats they're putting the press in.
Yeah,
Chip told me
you'll be up in the third deck.
Yeah. Chip told me before he left that you have to cover the entire tournament. You can't just go in for the home team or whatever. So, have we gotten to today's coverage yet, Chip? Are we all right?
No.
We have to talk about the buffet a little more.
Well, this is a Friday Sunday. They have the Thursday Saturday, and then this is a Friday Sunday.
Yeah, it's. I mean, the waiting. You know, A&M doesn't play till 6:20, so it's a long 2 days waiting for them to actually play a game.
So now, do they have multiple flat screens someplace where you can go and sit and drink free beverages and eat free food and watch?
Actually, in the private clubs, this being a pro arena, they do, and of course, the media is not invited to private clubs.
No,
they have individual flat screens set up around the media work area.
Which brings up a question. Do they give you like a debit card that you have to swipe every time you use the phrase March Madness?
You know, I don't believe unless you work for CBS and those people.
You're not even allowed to say it.
You can't even write March Madness.
Okay, good. I just wanted to be...
Now, we already know, I have it on good authority, next year they'll have technology that does not allow you to think it either. So
yeah, exactly. They'll put a chip in you as you check in.
Yes.
A little subdermal chip that gets really hot
and
you say March Madness.
And they will swipe your credit
card. The road to the final whatever.
Yeah, so anyway.
Exactly.
All right, so.
Hey, I like that, the road to the final whatever. I don't think CBS has proprietary on that one.
We could.
Yeah.
We could. We could get that
See,
one.
That's why it's so much easier to be at home, because I can look up, I can watch a game, I can look up on the screen and see what other channels I can go to watch games. You have to stay there. If the game that you're watching sucks...
You know, you're really right.
Yeah,
because
I know.
Today, like, the game start at 12:30 and go till 11 tonight.
Yeah.
I will see very few other
you're
games
right.
today.
You can't, you can't judge, though. You can't judge. I mean, look at this Baylor and Yale thing.
I know.
I know. You can't pick them.
Well...
That one I did, yeah. Good.
Hopefully we don't have a Baylor and Yale at 6:20 tonight.
I think Baylor scared themselves with their uniforms.
You know, I guess I'm one of the few that actually like those uniforms. Okay. So, you know, and I like the Oregon uniforms too, so sue me. Don't say that. The NCAA will.
Yeah,
they would do that. Okay.
So do we know what the other candidates have in their brackets? I know you play Barry's bracket.
Yeah,
picks.
I don't know. I don't think so.
No.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, okay. You know, because
Hillary, just say what difference does it make and roll on.
I doubt. Well, Hillary, I'm sure, filled out a bracket. Every presidential candidate must fill out a bracket.
Yeah.
Hillary probably has a department for bracket filling that she has.
She probably picked Yale over Baylor, too. So.
Yeah. All right. All right, we done?
I hope so.
All right, well, that's all right. Well, have fun and bring back lots of... I guess there, and for this,
well,
thing,
wait. What's in
what?
The goodie bag?
I haven't gotten one piece of swag.
That's
yet.
What I was about
What's
to say.
What's in
there's,
the goodie
there's
bag?
There's no swag, is there?
Not
for this?
One.
Oh, come on.
No, this is NCAA.
NCAA doesn't do
stuff
like that.
The bowl games Gabe always used to come back.
That's a bowl game.
I don't care.
Gabe always came back with like a stack of iPads when he came back from bowl games.
We don't have to.
If you want to ship me one, my laptop crashed, so that's not a good thing.
Oh, that's even better. Now, are you on the air at all live today?
Yeah, 4 o'clock today.
Oh, are you? Okay.
Yeah. Right.
4 o'clock. Is that a new time?
All right. Have fun in Dank, Oklahoma City at Cliff Howard. So, you going to see a movie this weekend?
No. I'm going to see the grandchildren this weekend.
Oh, nice. Yeah.